Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we are going to have a very interesting day, a very interesting talk today. Oh my goodness, it is so much. Hold on, you guys. Sometimes I want to talk about this mandate first. I know we talked about survival kits and what we need to survive, and I want to show you some of the stuff that I have on hand, okay? Because maybe some of you guys don't know where to start. And some of this stuff I got from the dollar store, some of it I got from, it's a place here where I live called, I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, I call it Lido's, L-I-D-O, or something like that. But you can go really anywhere and get the stuff that's needed. But start now, family. But I want to talk about this mandate that's, so many of you guys ran to get those, so many of you guys went and ran and got the Kool-Aid, right? But you didn't have to. Sometimes you have to be patient and wait and see. But some of you guys got afraid, oh, my God, my job. Doesn't matter. I don't believe that it's all about your job. I believe that we're in a system now where we can do for self. We can do what we need to do for self. And it's not all about them. The Babylonian system taking care of us. When are we going to get to the place where we're taking care of us and we're figuring this thing out? It's like I told people, I have about, three businesses now going. And, yeah, it's a lot of work, but guess what? I'm trying to get them off the ground. But one of them, I'm selling pallets, whole pallets, pick them up from Georgia, whole pallets, and we have everything on those pallets. One pallet, I have two lawnmowers, a vanity set. I mean, well, if you sell the pallets the way you're supposed to, the pallet is, I think, $750, $800, but the pallet is worth like $1,900 if you sell everything on the pallet. the way it's been priced, you could make money. You could start your own business. But I can't get black folk to understand, we always get it at the last minute. We need to get it now. Just like I keep telling people, hey, they're getting ready to vaccinate. I shouldn't say that word. Y'all help me out. They get ready to give our children the Kool-Aid. How about that? You know what I mean? They're getting ready to give our children the Kool-Aid. What are you going to do? Are you prepared? Are my ladies, single moms that's on Section 8, EBT, that they're going to use against you to get your children to drink the Kool-Aid? Well, I sure hope I can remember saying that, okay? I'm so bad at this. What are you going to do? Are you prepared now? Are you being prepared? I've had a young man on here, the Xavier Institute, okay? I've had him on here. He talked about his educational system. He talked about how you guys can educate a homeschool, or you can borrow a school your own child. And I do believe that that is time now. He has a system already set up that you guys can be checking into right now to see, hey, can I afford this? And what do I need to do? What changes do I need to do in order to be able to afford the school? Because right now, black folks, we spend a lot of money on crazy stuff, unnecessary stuff, right? We spend a lot of money. You have to understand now it's time to cut back. You can't get your hair done every other week. Now you got to take some of that money and you got to get your supplies. You got to get your generators. You got to get your food. You got to get your water. You got to get your canned goods. You got to get your Medicaid. You got to get all that stuff together. And you can't get the stuff on one paycheck. It takes time, but you guys got to get busy now. We have to get busy now. And I'm going to tell you why. We don't have much time. I keep telling people that, but I've been talking about storing up for, 6 months. And I had started a year ago for myself. And I said, you know what, let me just start talking about it. So I've really been talking about the generators. I have affiliated with some people that give you a really good deal. You have coupons on my Facebook page. And some of my YouTube videos, I am putting them in the link. So I have partnered up with my Patriot, okay? And they're giving, they have great deals. They have generators. They have food. We're going to look at it a little bit later. But I want you guys to start right now. You can go to Dollar Store. You can get these 50-cent canned goods at some of these stores. And I'm going to read a little bit of this in 1 minute. I wonder if I can. Okay. Yeah, I should be able to read it. Okay. But I want you guys, I'm going to show you like wipes and medication, alcohol. You can get all of that from the Dollar Store. Okay. I got a tarp just in case. You have to sleep on the ground. You have something to lay on. I have a tent. I haven't put the tent up yet, but I'm going to practice it. But I just want you guys to be getting ready to get the stuff, because don't wait till the last minute. And we always do that. We wait till the last minute to get our stuff together, and the last minute's too late. It's already too late, because right now you're going to have to spend some money in order to play catch up. And I'm going to show you, but let me just talk about this. Let's talk about a little Jim Crow, the little mandate, okay? But I keep telling you guys, family, when they come up with something that's illegal, and when Nancy Pelosi came on there and said, hey, we can't mandate this. We can't force people to do it. She said that out of her mouth. So she was telling you guys, hold tight. You cannot say, hey, this is a pandemic, but the judges and the Senate and Congress don't have to take it. And Nancy Pelosi even came on there and said they couldn't make them take that Kool-Aid. They couldn't make them drink Kool-Aid. So when I looked at that and I said, okay, why are you mandating some, but you're not mandating everybody in a pandemic? Is this a real pandemic, like you say, or is it really a pandemic? Why are you telling me that the judges don't have to take it and the Congress don't have to take it, Senate don't have to take it, but black folk have to take it and people with jobs have to take it, okay? Why are we doing that, okay? Then the police officer said, oh, we're not going to take it, but nothing was said about that. They just said, okay, and they're not even forcing them to take it, but they forcing you, black folk, who's on these, some of these jobs, to take the jab, to drink the Kool-Aid. And some have already done that voluntarily, and some have done it involuntarily. But my thing is, sometimes we have to be patient and not be the first one in line, and we have to see how Yahshua is going to give us an out. Because he said, I'm going to give you an out for everything. I don't care if that out comes at 12.59 seconds. You have an out, and I do believe that. So we have to remain patient, and we have to step back and stand back and watch. Don't be so quick to let them take your life. Don't be so quick to allow them to change your situation. Don't be so quick to run. Because we're made to stand. We're made to take some things. We're made to, I'll tell you, we've gone through hell and hot water in these damn Americas, okay? So there's nothing that we can't take. We were born for this, right? We're born for this. So what? I'm sorry, you got us. You have a little cough. I'm telling you, boy, that stuff ain't no joke. I'm just gonna say, just like I said, I'm gonna leave it at that. But I'm gonna tell you what. I want you guys to stop rushing and getting so afraid of white supremacy. And they tell you got to do blah 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 blah. But you ain't doing it. So when are you gonna do it? And that would have been my answer. But let's go on. Let's talk about this mandate first, and then we're going to talk about, I'm going to show you what I have in the tissues and the paper towel. I've got a lot of stuff. But let's talk about the Republican-appointed judge temporarily holds Biden's COVID vaccine mandate for private businesses, okay? And it says the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Joe Biden to his vaccine and testing requirements halted pending review, and the court said the petition give cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate. I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't start coughing until I got on here, but I do apologize for that. Y'all bear with me. The Labor Department top lawyer, Sina Nanda, said the administration is fully prepared to defend its standard in court, okay? The three judges who issued the order were appointed by former President Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan, okay? And you know both of those are kind of whatever. A federal appeal court temporarily blocked President Joe Biden's the jab and testing requirements for private businesses on Saturday, just a day after they had officially gone into effect, okay? The Republican Attorney General of Texas, South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Utah, as well as several private companies, filed petitions on Friday challenging the mandate in the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, okay? The court on Saturday ordered the Kool-Aid and testing requirements halted pending review because the petition gives cause to believe are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate, okay? Somebody going to try to force you to take their poison. Are you crazy? Whatever. The three judges who issued the order were appointed by, they keep saying this, but it doesn't matter who they were appointed by, they're doing us a favor and they're telling him, no, we're not going to do that. That's unconstitutional. And they're saying that the Biden administration has until Monday evening to respond, okay? The Labor Department's top lawyer, Sina, said the administration is fully prepared to defend this standard in court. Well, I hope so. The OSHA, okay, even said with police policies, workplace safety for the Labor Department developed the vaccine, the jab and testing requirements under emergency authority that allows the agency to shortcut the process to issue workplace safety standards, which normally takes years. The occupational safety, which is OSHA, explicitly gives OSHA the authority to act quickly in an emergency where the agency finds that the workers are subject to a grave danger and a new standard is necessary to protect them. Okay. The attorney also said in the statement Friday after the Republican Attorney General and companies filed their challenge. Okay, under the mandate, companies with 100 or more employees must ensure their staff has received the Kool-Aid necessary for a full vaccination by January 4th. After that date, unvaccinated employees must submit weekly negative COVID-19 tests to ensure the workplace. Unvaccinated workers must start wearing masks indoor at their workplaces starting December 5th. We have been doing that. Did we ever stop wearing masks? I don't know if we ever stopped. I think we have been always doing it. Where I work, we've always, you know, we stopped for maybe a week or two, and then we went back to it. So I think people are getting so used to covering their mouths and you know, in their nose and not being able to breathe, that now is normal, you know. So all of this is, all of this crazy stuff is normal behavior now, which is crazy. But I digress, whatever. Okay, then we're going to say Nanda, which is the attorney, said the mandate preempts any state or local requirements that ban or limit an employee's authority to require vaccination, face covering, or testing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott banned vaccine mandates in the Lone Star State through an executive order last month. Okay, so it goes on and on, but it's just so good to, I'm just going to read just a little bit more. Now, the Texas governor also said in a statement Friday called the vaccine mandate a breathtaking abuse of federal power, arguing that it is flatly unconstitutional. Paxton, who was the governor, said the mandate goes beyond the limited power and specific responsibilities of OSHA. Okay, so it's just a lot of crazy stuff going on. In their petition to halt the mandates, several companies that operate in Texas challenge OSHA's authority to issue emergency workplace safety standards, arguing that it is unconstitutional delegation of legislative authority to the executive branch. OSHA Emergency Authority was established by Congress. The companies, also argue that the requirement put them in the position of either violation of federal regulations or Texas state law. They also said the mandates would result in irreparably harm, including fines for possibly noncompliance, as well as the loss of employees to smaller companies who are not covered by the mandates. But you have to understand, this is going to put this country at a hardship because people are walking away from jobs. They're walking away from the Army. The Army is walking away profusely right now. You should see, I've seen a video online where the Army, a lot of our U.S. forces, they're not taking, they're walking away. They're like, and one guy was getting ready to actually retire, okay? And he said he was a week away from retiring, but the mandate was, it came like a week before, so he's going to lose everything, which is, it's, I mean, but you have to understand, if you don't stand for something, family. And I'm just so shocked that America is not up in arms. You have countries like Australia, UK, I mean, they are up in arms about this crazy stuff, and they are marching, and they are protesting, and they are out there like, no, we're not going to let the government do this. And we are so comfortable here in the U.S., and you know, if you give the government this much, they gonna take this much. You already know that. And we are allowing them to do too much right now without even saying anything about it. But my thing is, you have to stand, and you have to stand for something. And if you don't learn how to stand for something at some point in your life, you're going to fall for anything. I'm just not. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And I'm serious. If it's wrong, it's wrong. You guys can do what you want to do. If you want to take a check, if you don't know, I have no judgment because I don't care. I'm worried about right here. I don't have no judgment. Even my grown kids, I look, want to take it, don't. But for me, right here, you already know how I feel about that, okay? Our history with the government has not been good over the years, right? So why would I willingly allow you to put poison in my body when I know you already have an issue with me because of this, okay? But I'm going to stand in your line willingly and be like, okay, I trust you. They still killing your children in the street. Have you noticed? They're still hanging you on, you know, whatever they hanging you. Oh, now, so one guy two or three weeks ago, he was hanging on somebody's porch that he didn't even know. So what, he just don't pick a house? We pick houses now. We just hang ourselves from anywhere. And then, of course, you know what they call it, suicide. When are they going to pass that no lynching law? It's 2021, and they still debating if they're going to pass a stop the lynching law? What's wrong with this country? Please help me to understand what's going on here. Please help me to understand. We have to get it together, family. We have got to do better. We have got to, sometimes you got to make sense of stuff. And some of this stuff just is not making sense. It's not making sense. But it's time for us to make sense of it. Okay? So they're telling, but you know what gave it away? When Nancy Pelosi got on there and she said that you can't make her take it. We're talking about Congress and Senate, right? So I heard that and I said, can't make them take it. How can you make us take it? And how can you, tell me that it's a pandemic, but then you have certain people that you've chosen not to take it? Does that look fishy? Sometimes white folks do stuff that just don't make no sense sometimes, and I have to look at them and go, I have to take my glass. You know, I have to do the grandma look, okay? Because it don't make sense what you're doing. Let's just have a little powwow. He gonna tell you that you, black folks, family, have to take something that he's not mandating anybody else to take. And you had a guy that lied and said he took it, but he didn't. Did anything happen to him? No. No. So they're not mandatory. Everybody, police officers, they said, we're protesting it. We're marching. We're not taking it. How come? Because you know a lot of them died from the seat, right? A lot of them, which was less harm for us. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I'm glad. I'm just saying. The more the merrier. I'm just saying. But I want us to get to the point where we are standing on something and making a stand and making the decision to protect our babies and to protect us. Because right now in New York, I saw this maybe about 3 months ago, 2 months ago. Excuse me. I asked the question. I saw where they were mandate. They were they had a bill before Congress, and the bill said that parents, that students didn't have to get parents' consent to take hormones for their body, all of the stuff that a parent has to take off of work to take it to the doctor, but yet you don't need my consent. You need my consent to drive. You need my consent to drink. You need my consent to do anything on this earth, but you don't need my consent to say that you can take something that could be harmful to your body, that could possibly cause death or cause you some major problems at the end. Let me explain to you guys one thing, why they're doing this. That law, okay, for one, if our babies under a certain age take hormone pills, that can possibly mess them up for life as far as reproduction, having babies, and all this stuff. Do you remember when they had that shot, the Depo? Now, that shot, now, a lot of women aren't putting it together. A lot of women was on that, right? But a lot of women later on in years, now they can't have babies. Have anybody put two and two together to understand that the Depo was really to stop you from reproducing? People have to understand that. A lot of them birth controls were, in fact, for you to stop reproducing. But we're not putting two and two together. We're not saying, because I had taken a Depo, maybe that's why I can't give birth or get pregnant now. We're not doing that. We have to understand that anytime the government comes up with something, it's not going to help. It's always going to hurt you. It's always there to hurt you, okay? So let's not be so gung-ho to accept everything that government is offering us, okay? We know the history. We see the history. We have gotten so comfortable that we just don't believe that. I don't know why you would think that. But I asked this 80-year-old lady, and I asked her, hey, are you going to take the Kool-Aid? And she said, baby, no. And I said, but a lot of elderly are. She said, and they shouldn't. She said, because, and she, went on to tell me about a couple of her friends who did take it and ended up not here anymore. And some of them came down with the, after drinking the Kool-Aid. That's all I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? So to her, she said, I've been here long enough to know better. And I didn't understand that because you have a lot of other people that have been here long enough to know better that have taken it and have, and they should know, like Hank Aaron. I was very shocked when he said that chair. I was very shocked. I said, but wow, he's been colonized, okay? He's been with them so long, them white folks for so long, he's just like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? He's been around them so long to where he trusted with his life. And he sat in that chair and he trusted him with his life and ended up dying, right? And we know why. But he didn't have, even though he's been around them for 80 years and he's dealt with them, really, he really dealt with them, got it confused of what and who you were dealing with? Really? How do you do that? I don't understand how you do that. Okay. I am going to try to turn my computer around to show you some of this stuff that I have. I'm just trying to see if I need to use my phone or if I can turn the computer and take the computer around the room. I think I'm going to try to take the computer around and kind of hold it down a little bit because I still want my Blog Talk people. Blog Talk, if you want to come on to YouTube, you can catch it live and you'll be able to see under my Patriot Supplies under Cassandra Cheek. You'll be able to see what I'm showing the people. Other than that, you won't be able to see, but I'll describe what I'm holding up, and then that way you'll be able to kind of understand what we have here, what's going on this end that you can't see, possibly see. But it's just amazing how we are so blinded after years and years of dealing with people that have been trying to kill you since the beginning of time. And they have been failing, and we still trust them. I don't understand that, but that's neither here nor there. But I am going to bring my computer over here, and I am going to show you guys what I have. I'm just trying to debate if I need to, you know, pull it up on my phone, or I like my computer better. I think you'll be able to see it better on my computer, I think. And then Blog Talk, you won't be affected. You'll still be able to hear. Okay, come with me. I hope you'll be able to see me, Blog Talk. Well, not see me, but hear. Okay, here we go. We're going to show you some things that I have. Okay, and I'm going to first start off with Blog Talk. I don't know where I'm going to sit you at. If you're going to be able to hear me. Okay, Blog Talk, I'm going to just sit you there. I hope you, oh, Lord. Hope you can hear me, Blog Talk, okay? I hope. Okay. Well, here is some stuff here, and I'm going to kind of tilt it a little bit. And I have the solar generator, okay? I have some Patriot meals, okay? And this is Patriot meals, okay? And this is you have, like, some a 72-hour survival food kit, and I will have a description, and I will have a link for you guys to press on that if you want to check out the solar survival kit food. You have like 72 hours in this pack, and then I have another pack of 72 hours in the tank free with that's two. And you have inside of here, you have several other different packs also. And then what came in the kit was, I'm trying to step over here, was the different packs of food. Can you guys see the different packs of food? And this one is creamy rice, vegetables, and this one is, I'm just give you a fireside stew, and I do have a freebie over there to cook this stuff with that can boil my hot water. And of course, this is another rice, creamy rice, vegetable dinner. And let me see what else we got. We got some pancakes, oatmeal, we got powdered milk in here, we got broccoli, dinner veal broccoli bake, okay. And we got just a whole lot of, I'm trying to see what else we got that we didn't mention. Grandmama's oatmeal, and then I think we got some powdered milk in here. Let me see what else we got. America's finest mac and cheese, okay. I don't know how that's okay. But who cares if you're going to be hungry, huh? Let me see what else we got. Mac and cheese again. Okay, so just know that you got 272 hours food kit in this container here, and you got all of this stuff, building up pancakes, and we got buttermilk, land powdered milk. It shows you got the powdered milk here, okay? And this is what the container looks like. I'm going to try to tilt you so you'll be able to see it, okay? That's what it looks like, okay? Just got to move this out the way so you can see everything, and you get that, you get all of that, okay? And I'll put a link in the box so you'll be able to see. I'll put a link in the box for you to be able to see. And also we're going to look at, I have tissue here. Let me just show you. We got a couple noodles. I have pancake mix. We got crackers. We got sugar. We got cookies.
We have rice and beans, and we got spaghetti, we got seasoning. We have, hold on, let me see if I can get, okay, we got tuna, we got little tuna, we got crackers, of course, sardines, okay. Okay, we got a lot, of course, of noodles. We got spaghetti sauce. Okay, if you like spaghetti, I do have noodles in here. We got, oh, God, pancake mix that goes a long, long way. If you're hungry, you can have some bread. Bread always fills you up. And, of course, we got some beans. Uh-huh, we got beans. I'm going to get some more cans. I'm going to get more cans of beans. I have the milk. I have spaghetti. I have applesauce, okay. I'm just trying to show you what I have in order, and then down here on the floor, I have, okay, I have my tissues right here. Got my tissues. Lord, y'all working me today, okay? Let me finish showing you what's on the table here, and hold on, you guys. Man, I got, hold on, can you see this? I also have, like, a medical. This is my, this bag came from, I ordered this from Stealth Angels. Can you see that? Okay, I ordered this bag from them. And in this bag, we have, like, emergency food reaction, rations, urgency, 2400. Okay, and that came in the bag. Of course, I have wipes. And then we have emergency drinking water and patches. And then I have, of course, I have my wipes. Y'all see them? Okay, and then we have like a radio. Okay, and this radio is a hand. You kind of, you know, okay, I'm bringing back some. You kind of can crank it up. You know, you crank it up with your hand. I also have another kit back here, okay, that came with medical supplies and gargles and goggles and first aid kits here, right here. And that came in this kit also, and I have alcohol, peroxide, and you know that's for, oh, I just opened it up. Lord, I didn't mean to open it up. We have, of course, alcohol, and we have, like, fire starters, okay? This is a pack of fire starters, okay? You can order these off of eBay, and this is to help you to start fires. No, I have not done it yet. It says bend the plug in half back and forth, twist the hose in opposite directions to pull apart, spark the exposed fiber to ignite the plug, okay? No, I have not tried this, but I do have lighters, okay? I have lighters up here. I do have my lighters for that. Also, you get, now let me just show you this right here, what I have. I have, like, this is a debit card, and I can load cash on it as I need it, and you put your, and I'm going to put a driver's license in here, a copy of my driver's license, put a copy of my birth certificate, a copy of my passport, and you can put your passport in there and keep it with you. But have a plastic bag for your Social Security card, your birth certificate, all of your government-issued stuff so it don't get wet, okay? And I also have a tent. This big old packet here, as you can see, is my tent, okay? It's my tent and stuff. Let me go over here a little bit so I can show you what we have here. I'm hoping my computer don't fall. Hold on. I have some rope. Hold on, y'all. Can y'all see this? Okay, I have some rope here. Okay, I have some rope. I have, like, okay, all of my aspirin, ibuprofen. I have some walkie-talkies because you need to be able to communicate. And I am researching how can you know, if they're out of range, like if you're, like, say, for instance, I have one daughter who lives kind of far away. I'm trying to research now, and if anybody knows of a way for us to be able to communicate when the electric, you know, when the phone system is down, please put it in the comments so I can and research it. And I have my propane little thingy here. Hold on. Lord, y'all ain't supposed to be looking. Okay, here. I have my little propane thing, and my propane thing goes with this little contraption. It's like a cooker. Okay, and we can, this is the starter here, and this is to boil, you know, different waters and stuff that we'll be boiling. I'm going to have to get something bigger. I just saw this, and I thought it was cute, so, but it's not big enough. We know that. But this is just for fun, you guys, okay, because I'm going to need something. I have a oven coming that you can actually cook on, cook with outside, okay? And I do have, I'll put some of that, the links to that in minutes, okay? Or that you can press on to be able to order those, okay? And then I have like the solar rechargeable LED light bulbs, and you can like hook these up outside so you'd be able to see, okay? And then the solar, you set them out in the sun during the daylight, and the sun will charge them up, and you'll be able to use them for at night, okay? I didn't spend but like maybe $9 on that, okay? I also have like a little kit. I'm trying to see if you guys would be able to see a little kit here. And in the kit, it has a breakable, you know, that sharp thing that you can break the window or whatever. And I got a little whistle. You got a compass. You got your little light thingy. Okay, I'm shining in your face. I know we have another little flashlight here. Okay, I think this works or whatever. And then we got some more little stuff. I have not even opened this kit up to look, but I just got it a couple months ago. Oh, this is my fire starter right here. I think that's your fire. Hold on. I don't want to tell the last. Hold on. Yep. I think this is my fire starter here, okay, for my fire, my little thingy, okay, or I could have matches in, I have matches somewhere, or I have my lighters, okay, I have my lighters, okay, let me see what else I got, let's see, that's just my kit, and of course, don't forget your walkie-talkie, like I said, I need another way of communicating with my kids, of course, I have cough syrup, if you have babies, you want to get your cough syrup, you want to get your Advil, you want to get all that medication, all that stuff that you need. Of course, I have a tarp, okay, and this is tape because I don't like bugs. I'm, you know, if I have to sleep with a sleeping bag or in my tent, I'm going to have my tarp down, make sure nothing's crawling on me. I'm still the girly girl. I don't like bugs. I don't want nothing crawling on me. And I have these I got from the dollar store, and it's supposed to work, but I don't know. It's probably not, but I think I have batteries. I do have batteries for that, okay, in my bag. I have some new batteries. I have medication. I have, of course, you got to have your toothbrush. And of course, I have my triple antibiotic, and I have my Advil. You always need that if you have kids. Don't forget you need that. A spoon and a fork to eat. I seen a machete at Walmart, you guys, for like $5, and I'm going to get it. A machete, yes. That thing was huge and was big. And this is my tent, and Lord help me, I have never put this tent up, and I think I'm going to take it out so that I can learn how to take it out. I have never undid this tent that came like this in the bag. I don't even know how to put up a tent, but I'm going to learn, okay? So that's on my list. So I better leave this out. I don't want to put this back in there. I do want to learn how to do my tent for later, okay? Because, yeah, I have a little, I don't know how, I'm not a hiker. I've been camping one time, and I don't know if I can't even remember. We did have a tent thing, but I didn't put it up. I got some more Tylenol. Of course, you'll have wipes, okay? Because you know you got to need that. Well, ladies, you know you got to have wipes. You got to have your pads. You got to have all that stuff, and these are my batteries for my, what that thing is. I have a lot of batteries. I have batteries for days. I have mace, of course, okay? I have more batteries. I'm telling you, I have batteries for days, and that's for that little light thing. I can't even find it right now. But here's another part, okay, for other people that's with me that's going to need plastic. If you don't like laying on the ground, I do have a little tent. I do have like a little this thing here from Silk Angels, okay? And it's one of those bags that's supposed to keep you super duper warm, okay? It's like a poncho or whatever. It keeps like a tent also. It keeps supposed to keep you really super warm. This is my lighter for another lighter for my starter of my fire. And let me see what else I got here. Of course, you got deodorant. You got a little Vaseline, you know, my little deodorant. You always want to have that. Got more batteries. And let me see. Here, I even had the nerve to put my tent instructions in the bag because I have no idea how to do my little tent. Y'all pray for Cassie because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Okay. And, of course, you have the toothpaste and toothbrush and all this stuff. Okay. Put some of this stuff back so I can make some room. Let me see. Did I forget anything, you guys? Oh, let me see. You have that. But we also have another bag, okay? And these, we have gloves in here, and that's for you have for your rope when you're using your rope to do whatever you need to do with it. I don't even know what I'm gonna do with rope with, but I'm gonna do some more videos. I'm gonna do some more survival things so I can understand what I'm doing. And this right here is also an emergency shelter, and it comes with the kit. That felt that I ordered came with the kit. And, of course, you have all this other stuff with it. I don't even know what that is. I don't know. Some of the stuff in here, I don't know what it is, but I need to learn. And this is a light stick glow for safety, a 6-inch light stick, 12-hour glow. Okay, so I got that. got my bulb, you know, so we ain't going to be in no dark. And then my generator has lights and bulbs with it, too, okay? So we ain't going to be in no dark. And my generator, it has panels with it, and it's a solar panel, so my generator will work all night if I need it to, because I'll be charging that mug up during the day, okay? So I'm going to show you the next thing that we have. Block Talk, I hope you're here, still here with me. Okay, looks like you are. I hope you'll be able to hear me because we're going to keep on walking. Okay, we're going to keep on walking and talking. I'm going to put you close to me. Okay, Block Talk, here we go. Let's go over here. I have a bag here, and I have towels. I have socks. I have gym stuff. I have everything that I have blankets. I have toiletries, toilet paper. I have napkins. I have everything in here that I think I might need. I have my extra pair of boots. Let's see what else we got, you guys. Okay, I got, let's go to my little closet here. I've got water, okay. Hold on, let me see. I've got some water here. I've got a lot of water, okay. We've got our waters here, okay. I've got like 10 things of water. I've got towel paper. I've got more water under there. As you can see that, I hope you can see, I got like 10 things of these. I got 10 of those right now. I'm going to get more. I have paper towels, okay, and I have tissue, okay? So I've got tissue, paper towel, but we have the whole tissue and paper towels up front. Okay, let me see if I can show you that, okay? We've got some paper towel there, and I'm just trying to show you. We have tissue, paper towel. So we've got a little bit of everything, okay? So, let's see. I'm trying to see what, am I missing anything? I don't think I am. I put my phone up here so I can, so Block Talk and hear me. But I just want to, I'm going to come over here and sit again. Okay, y'all. Let me put my thing back. Okay, you guys. I hope and pray. And I'm not even done yet. I still have some more stuff because I see stuff every day. I need a straw to purify the water. You know, say, for instance, you're outside and you have a creek. You have no more water. You have just have a creek. You have to drink that water. So you need, like, a purifying, some tablets, a jar that I don't have. Say, for instance, you get some of that water up in the jar. You can put a couple of tablets in there, and it'll purify the water, okay? Or you have a straw. You can get a straw. You stick the straw in the water, and you can drink through the straw, and the straw purifies the water coming to your mouth, okay? So there are ways of doing this, okay? But like I said, I'm not even done yet with preparing. But I started doing this, a couple years ago? I started a couple years ago, and I just started getting little bit by little bit. And I ordered that Stealth medical bag, and it was a great price. It wasn't expensive at all. Nothing that I have is super expensive, okay? Your taxes, you're getting ready to get your taxes. You can store, get your tent, get your sleeping bags. I don't have a sleeping bag. I do need one. That's going to be next on my list. And I'm thinking of things now that I'm jotting down that I need to get, which is a sleeping bag. I don't have a sleeping bag. Okay. Let me see. I hope and pray you guys are getting it together. And I have lots of water. But like I said, I still don't feel like I have enough stuff, okay? So you guys get busy getting your products, okay? Get busy getting your water. Food Lion, some places, it's $1.59. Get 4 cases, because you have to have water. And those little containers, the jugs that I had, those were probably 59 cents from Aldi, okay? I think it was 59 cents, 49 cents from Aldi, okay? I want you guys to be ready for what's coming, okay? It's coming, and if you don't know, now you know. Get busy. I will have links in the comments for you to press on. If you're interested in any of this stuff, the Stealth Angels, or the My Patriot, the 4-week survival food kits. I have those. I'll have those. And I'll have other links in the comments, okay? And I'm going to start putting them on all of my videos just in case you guys are interested in getting those supplies, okay? You have to start somewhere. I have generators.
even with the My Patriot, they do have generators. Amazon, I do have a link, and I'll put that on there for the generators. But some generators are going to be super expensive, and some, you know, like $200 or $300. Okay, get what you can afford. You don't have to get a $1,000, $2,000 generator. But if you decide to get one, Survival My Patriot allows you to make payments. If that's if you want a $1,000 generator, $2,000 generator. I'm just saying. I didn't spend that much on my generator. I think I need something, and I got two of them. So I got one. You know, they weren't really super expensive, but I got I got some more solar panels to go with one of my generators, because one had the small panels and I wanted to replace them, so I have the bigger solar panels so I can get more light. So all day I'll let the generator charge up, and then I'll have light for all night, okay, because I'm not going to be at no woods in the dark with no light. I have to see what's crawling around. I'm a girly girl, I know, and y'all like, how are you going to do it? I don't know, but guess what? We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. If our lives is depending on it, I guess I will be in the dark. If my husband's up there with me, I'll be hiding under him, but he'll be my, you know, that's why we need our men, hot women. I'm just saying, this is why. Because I'm going to tell you what, my husband, no, I'm scared. So when he hear me holler and scream, or a bug or a spider or something, I'll be like, bring your paper towel when you come. Don't just come in here and tell me what, no. Bring your paper towel when you come, because you know, if I'm screaming for a reason. I'm just saying. So let's think about different ways, and even dads, let me just talk to you, my men. If you have baby mama, you need to check to make sure that they're doing what they need to do. Make sure that they have extra water. Yes, you know, I don't care about her. It's not about her. It's about your child that she has. You're making sure your child is safe, or go get that son and bring him with you. If you prepare, you make sure you bring in your kids with you. If the mama you see is not doing what she needs to be doing, make sure that you have your children with you, dad, and you're taking care of them, and you're protecting them and doing your fatherly duties, because you're held responsible. If you see baby mama is off doing her thing and she's not thinking about survival and you are doing the survival, bring your children with you. It's okay for your kids to live with you. Bring them home and you keep them safe with you, okay? Because if she don't want to get prepared, that's on her. But you can, you know, talk about it with her. And if she's willing, then okay, every now and then, when you buy you some water, buy her a case of water. You buying you some bugs, buy her some bugs. You buying lighters and medicine for, and you just tell her, put it in a box. This is for survival only. You can, you know, you pick up you a few cans of 50-cent cans of canned goods, beans and rice or whatever you pick it up. Get her a couple cans of beans and rice, or beans and chili, or beans and pumpkin beans, or whatever kind of beans. I don't care what kind of beans. Make sure your children are safe. Make sure that your children are good. You don't sit over there and you good and your children with the baby mama. Baby mama wasn't prepared. Now they cold and they froze to death. And how you going to feel if something happened to your children? And because you didn't help baby mama out because you couldn't stand her. She didn't die, but the kids did. Come on now. That's you. Hey, go, right? I'm just wanting you guys to think of precautions and think how we're going to make it through. You have to be starting now, getting your groups together, okay? Get your groups together. I'm not even talking about your neighbor. Get some groups of like-minded people that maybe you have a friend that's farming, okay, and you don't can, but you have the other stuff. You have the canned goods, so you have stuff that you say, hey, you canning over there, good. I'll get the canned goods over here, or I'll get the, I don't know, the medicines or stuff that we're going to need. But everybody have a part, and that way you won't have to spend so much money, because you partner up with some other people that are like-minded, and they're busy getting stuff too, and we'll come to the conclusion that this is all for everybody, okay? It's not just, I'm not buying Tylenol or alcohol for me. I'm going to get a case, and it's going to be for everybody. You understand what I'm saying? Toothpaste and toiletries and water. You get a case, get five extra cases. Well, this is for my neighbor next door, this is for my neighbor down the street, and this is for the other people in my group. Well, you understand what I'm saying? It's time for us to come together and do this as a group. I'm not trying to be on here long. I'm trying to make my videos shorter and shorter. I'm not trying to be on here a whole hour talking about crazy stuff, just talking out my head. I just want you guys to get ready for what's coming, get your generators, stock up on your food, water, and things are about to change. And I don't think that we understand that. I think that we think, a whole lot of people think that things are going to go back the way they were. They're never going back. And I hope and pray that you understand and you see that we are in a 911. black folks, we are in a 911. Everybody's getting money to get them prepared to be able to buy bunkers or whatever and get them prepared for what's coming for black people. But you have to group economics. You have to be able to come together and bring your don't go out this Christmas and buy a whole lot of toys. Please don't do that. Please, if y'all, and I know we got to get past this Christmas thing, but I know a lot of people still celebrate. I do not. But okay, if you need to buy your baby a doll, buy her a doll. If you need to buy your son a car, buy him a little car. But don't go and spend thousands or hundreds of dollars on Christmas gifts. Please use that for your generators. You're getting ready to get your taxes, ladies. Get your generators. You're getting ready to get your taxes, get your food, get your water, get your canned goods. Just take $100, $200 out of that $5,000 you're getting ready to get. Or take $500 and get you some survival kit stuff. That right there, $500 is probably all you would need to get your tent, to get your medical supplies, to get your survival food. I have survival food for 4.72. I have 2 72-hour bags plus a 4-week bag. So I'm good. I still need more. And then I have two other cases that I'm still filling up. I'm still putting canned goods in there. Take $500. Take $300 out of your taxes and take care of yourself. Get your toilet paper. Get your paper towel. Get you some, just go and get canned goods like crazy. It's imperative. And I know y'all think, she's just talking. Okay. I hope and pray that I am. I believe in preparing for what I'm hearing. If I'm hearing some stuff that's getting ready to hit the fan, I'm not going to wait till it hits the fan. I'm praying now. I want to see the enemy coming. I've always been that type of person, even when I was Christian or whatever. I used to pray, I want to see the enemy coming. I don't want him to walk up on me and I'm prepared and I'm like this. But you knew he was coming. You saw him down the street. You saw him coming, and you literally was not prepared. You saw him coming. You hear he's coming, and you're going to sit there and wait till last till he's in your face. Well, he may not come down the street. He may turn at the corner. Okay, but what if he don't turn at the corner? Then he's going to be in your face, and what are you prepared? Do you have your machete? Do you have your candy bar and your chips? I'm just saying, do you have what you're going to need to protect you and your family? Let me tell you what. I'm good. You ain't going to come up in here and take nothing. That's, I offer it to you. I'm just saying. I'm not going to sit up here and prepare, and you're going to think you're going to come in. Ooh, yeah. Okay. You see my eyes, don't you? All right. As long as we understand each other, I'll share, but you ain't going to take it all. But I'm just saying. We have to be prepared. So that machete, $5 at Walmart, and it works good. I'm just saying. It's time for us to prepare. I'm going to say that. I don't know how many videos I'm going to do. It's time to prepare for what's coming. And I know people think, oh, she's a conspiracy. You can call me whatever, but I'm going to tell you what, a whole lot of them conspiracy theories are dead because their conspiracy, what you call conspiracy theories, came true. Look it up. A whole lot of them died. Look it up before you talk noise about conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories are people that see what's coming, and you don't see what's coming, so you don't believe them. But sometimes people can see stuff that you can't. So you have to listen. Stop always trying to shut people down because it's something you don't believe in or something you can't see or something you don't know that's happening yet. Stop doing that. You have to be able to hear what they're saying and then look and see if you see any signs. I'm looking around. I'm going to these stores. I see empty shelves. How many seen empty shelves? I'm seeing the empty shelves. I'm seeing the movies that they got where The Legend, and it's a whole lot of them right now. It's a whole lot of movies out that's talking about being hungry, talking about zombie apocalypse. I just don't understand why the CDC has that on their website. What are they talking about? Does anybody ever think about, it may not be the way it is on TV, but a whole lot of people, mindset's going to change when they've been taking booster after booster after booster, and they're getting their bodies addicted to this, what's going through their bodies. They're getting their bodies addicted to that stuff. What happens when you don't take it? What happens when you decide, I'm not taking that anymore? What happens to your body? Can they, I know what they're saying happens, but I don't want to say, I don't know. All I can do is say that, be prepared for whatever. Be prepared. I would rather be prepared than not. You feel me? I would want to assume that, I don't know how the apocalypse will happen, but I want to have stuff in place. So if that does happen, it just sounds so far-fetched in my mind right now, but I'm just still like, well, what? How can I prepare for that? I'm not going to cut it out. I'm not going to say, oh, that can't never happen. Honey, I don't put nothing past this government, but I know of several stories, like three stories that come to mind right now where three people have acted like zombies and have been eating people. Like one man, black guy, ate the face off of another, a homeless man. Okay, I've seen that story. Okay, these are stories that I see and I'm hearing with my – I heard them, then I looked them up, and they're true. There's another white guy who they said, oh, he might have been on drugs or something, but came, you know, hush, hush. But he attacked another man too. Then you had a woman that asked for a call for a cab. Cab came. She got in the cab and started. She bit the man on the neck. He got out the car and ran. And then they asked her, why did you do it? She didn't even remember doing it. Okay. So for me, I look at that, I hear it, and I'm not going to count it out because it happened. So I need to figure out, what do I do if that happens? I'm not going to, that's crazy. It's crazy, but I'm going to be prepared. So if it does happen, I'm going to know where my machete at. I'm just saying, what else I got to protect myself from this? Or if I'm in the mall and I'm seeing these people changing in my face and I'm in a mall full of people that's looking like they're changing, what am I going to do? Am I going to have enough time to get to my car? Or am I going to have something on me to help me to get to my car? You feel me? I never count stuff out. I don't care how crazy it sounds. I don't care how lunatic it sounds. I don't care how wild and out it sounds. If they ran The Walking Dead for 10 years, now CDC has that on their website, my thinking is, what are they trying to tell us? What are they trying to tell us? Then you have so many movies talking about Z Nations and all this zombie stuff, all of this crazy stuff. What are they trying to tell me? I'm not going to count it out. I need to investigate more. Right, fam? We need to see what's really going on. What would start that? Why would that happen? What would start an apocalypse? What would start? Is it something that we're doing now that could possibly counteract with our body or interact with our body or cause our bodies to do because it's being controlled by something else? I'm just saying we got to go deeper here. We can't always see the superficial stuff. We have to understand, okay, what would cause people to act like that? What are they doing? What are they doing right now to cause people to be controlled by something else? Are we looking? And now we're told, oh, we got to get we're up to four boosters. Why are we up to four boosters? I've never seen a vaccine, or I've never seen Kool-Aid where we had to put four packs of sugar, you know, four big containers of sugar into the cute Kool-Aid. You feel me? I've never seen where we had. So we're going to need five and six later, or is four going to be enough? And what happens when you don't take four, when you get maybe take one and you say, well, I'm just going to take just this one? You know what I'm saying? So what do you say? What do you say to that? I'm just going to take the one and I'm not going to take two and three. Well, if I've already taken three, I'm not going to take four and five. So is that going to impact your body some kind of way? Is that going to impact your mind some kind of way? Or are they going to be able to control you after how many packs of Kool-Aid? Three or four packs of Kool-Aid, then they can control the Kool-Aid or what? So we have to think, you got to think outside the box, because I'm seeing some stuff. I'm hearing some stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to get caught up in that. I'm not. I'm going to have something to be able to defend, defend myself with. I'm not condoning violence at all. But what I am doing, I am telling you to protect yourself and your family at all costs, okay? So you do what you need to do in order to do that, okay? $5 at Walmart, I'm just saying. So I think I've shared enough here. I made this video long enough. I've showed you stuff, and I'm not even done. That's just some of the stuff. I've seen people, houses that had so much. I have a pool table. My husband can't even use a pool table. I have so much stuff, but I just laid it out so you guys can see it. But I'm telling you, I don't have enough stuff, not nearly enough. I've seen people where they have the whole rooms lined up, and I feel like I'm like, oh, my God, I need to get on the move. I need to get on the ball here because I want to be able to help people. So let me tell you about a couple things that we have going on right now. I still am doing my travel, okay, and we still are hiring, okay. We're still hiring. Seeing my fine. Yes, we're still hiring. And we are doing the travel, okay. That's one business. I'm just going to show y'all real quick what we're doing here. And we are doing it, Getaway International, okay. And we're going to five, we have five trips that you can go on, and that's Massanutten, Williamsburg, Las Vegas, Fort Lauderdale, and Orlando, Florida. Free. Yes, free. People keep saying free. How they free? I'm going to tell you what. I need your inbox me, give me your phone numbers, and I'll let you know how they free. Then, of course, I'm doing my book, of course, and I have the workbook with it. I'm just saying, y'all got to get busy. I'm trying to be financially free. You feel me? And now I'm into this affiliate marketing. Okay, that's two businesses. And so when you see these links, you press on the links, I get credit for it. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be financially free. Of course, I'm still doing my trading. Okay, I'm still learning. And then I'm doing my travel trading palette. Okay, I sell big palettes. Okay, I get them from Georgia and bring them down the road, drive maybe five-hour drive for me. And I sell them. Okay, these palettes have everything. If you sell the palettes, you'll make double your money than what you pay for the palettes. Some palettes are 700, some are 8, just depending on what's on. So I have a palette. I have two palettes. One has two lawnmowers. You've got a vanity. You've got another one has dishwasher. Another one has a big basin. Another one has, oh, my God, I have so much stuff on these big items, big air fryers, just crazy stuff on these palettes, right? And I'm selling them, and I want two people, and I keep telling people, two people come, $400 apiece, bring your monies together. I believe in group economics. Bring your monies together, split the palette up, and you'll have enough money to next time possibly get your own palette, and then you'll make $1,600, $1,800. One palette I have out there is for $800, but you're going to make $1,800 off of it. That's how much stuff, that's how high-dollar stuff is on those palettes, okay? So you don't just, you just see stuff, and you're like, wow, I did so much, because you're going to make double what you paid for it. I'm just saying. So those are, what, four businesses? I am going to be financially free. I'm just saying. I am not going to continually working for people that I know that don't like me. It is time. You already know the end game. You already know I have my little land. I'm still trying to do my little, got my land. But I want to be able to build on it. I want to be able to build a gate, a fence around it or whatever that they do. Let me tell you about my birthday. I had a birthday the other day. And, you know, I really don't celebrate, my kids do. They still, I don't care, my kids, I don't care, you get 100 years old, you don't have to celebrate. But this is what we got you. And I have a trip that I'm going to St. Thomas. Wow, huh. Yeah, so my kids bought me a trip to go to St. Thomas. That's my baby. But this is what happens when you raise your kids and when you spend time with them and when they know that you care. My kids, one, she lives in another state. Well, both of them live, well, now one moved down here. But the one that's living farther than everybody else, she calls every day. We FaceTime, we, you know, talk every day. But this is, I'm trying to help parents understand that when you spend time with your children, and this is what this book was about. It took me literally 20 years to write this book because I wanted to write it for people that didn't have parents, that didn't have, I'm not going to say didn't have parents, but didn't have parents to teach them the way. Because we have parents, and just because you have parents, were they there? Did they teach you what you needed to learn through for life? Did they teach you, did they have good mentors? Was your dad around? And if dad wasn't around for boys, it's very hard to be a man if a woman raised you. It's very hard to raise a boy, women. It's very hard to raise boys. This is what I say, man, when you leave and you feel like these women aren't doing what they need to do for you, then what you need to do is you need to take that child, that boy's child, and you need to raise him and you need to spend some time with him. I'm just saying, okay? Let's stop being crazy and these women trauma. I can do it by myself. I don't have to do anything, and I didn't do anything by myself. I had a husband that I had babies with, and he helped, okay? I didn't do everything by myself. And we don't have to. Black folks, only women. I want to do it by myself. I don't need a man. Sure you do. And you should know that. And you can't do it by yourself. So stop trying. We're not here on this earth. We weren't born on an island. We weren't born by ourselves. We didn't have these babies by ourselves. So why would you not allow those fathers to be active in their life? Once those boys get a certain age, daddy, come get them. Especially if y'all not together. That boy hits 8 or 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Daddy, come get your son. Raise your son. Teach him how to be a man. I didn't did the basics. I didn't did the baby part, okay? But now, 8, 9, 10, come get your son so you can do the rest. We're gonna divide this thing up because I cannot raise a man. You barely going to teach him how to pee. How could we as women teach our boys how to pee? What you going to do, stand up 20 years? What? I'm just saying. We're adults here, right? So how do you, it's some things you just can't teach your sons. It's some things that boys go through that we don't go through as women, okay? So when your son comes to you and say, hey, I'm doing, this is what's happening in the morning. And you go, well, whoa, what's that? Well, I don't know. His dad knows because that's happening to him. This is why we're allowing dads to come on in here and do our father duties, okay? Stop women saying that, stop giving a hard time when they want to spend time with their children. Stop doing that. That's not attractive. Stop doing that because you still care. Well, I can get you somebody else, but he's not interested. He's moved on. You moved the hell on too. Stop it with all this crazy stuff. I'm going to make it hard for him. You're making it hard for your child. You're not hurting him. You're not hurting yourself. You're hurting that child, that son that needs to spend time with his dad. Did you see that on the news where these fathers came into a school that was so bad, and these group of fathers came into that school and straightened it out? That's showing you how important the male figure is in our community. We need our men. These boys, these kids are out of control because of the lack of fathers. And it's not even, I'm not even going to point the finger and say, it's because of her. She did it. It's because of the America that we live in, a system that they set up to divide the black family. So you pointing at the man and man pointing at you, you have to point at white folk. You point at them. But you can't always hold them accountable. We can't hold them because they ain't going to never take no blame. We have to know what we're doing in our community. We have to bring this community back together. We got to bring our men back home. And our men have to want to come back home. Because right now, they mess with these beasts. And I call them beasts because they ain't got no business messing with these beasts. They ain't got no, you mess with, go out there and have sex with your pit bulls. If you mess with them white girls, because that's what they are. They insane. They mental health. They mentally ill. And you know what I'm talking about. For these black men that date these Beckys, you know they crazy as hell. You know that. I'm just saying. And the Toms is too. Because the Toms will kill their little black woman. How many? We see the stories all the time. White cops killed a black woman. She, I don't know what happened. She found his RV. And he didn't get arrested. Why was he still not in jail? And why didn't her brother take care of that issue? I don't condone violence, but I do condone you taking care of your family at all costs. Taking care of the safety of your sister, taking care of the safety of your brother, taking care of the safety of your children, taking care of your safety. I'm just saying. So why was he still walking around free? And she's been found in his RV. If that was me as a white man found in my RV, would I not be in jail? I'm just saying, why is he free walking around? Because he might have said, and that happened before this black woman was, she was found in a garage hanging. And the guy was white, and he say so. He said she was dealing with mental illness, and his story was just crazy. His mama came down. Why are your mama coming down in the middle of all this confusion? So you have to understand, this is why we don't date and marry and mix and mingle. This is one reason why not, okay? I know a lot of people don't like me to say that, but I'm just telling you the truth. I'm trying to help you because we're genociding ourselves. Stop it. Let's come together. We understand society has done some things to bring us against each other, but let's recognize that, and now it's time to come back together because we're going to need each other for what's coming. And I'm going to tell you what, them crackers ain't going to have your back. For these men that's married to these white women and vice versa, they ain't going to have your back, honey. They're going to have their family. Their family going to come first. White supremacy sticks together, okay? White supremacy sticks together. So they're going to have each other's back. Why are you sitting up there? You didn't down your own. You didn't dogged out your own. And now here you come back with your tail tucked between your legs, and you looking crazy. And we didn't move forward. We didn't move on. So it's time to heal that relationship now. It's time to heal the relationship right now. Okay? Enough of this. We coming against each other. We're not doing that no more. It's time for us to come together to fix what white society and damn Erica has done to divide the black family, the black woman and the black man. Okay? It's time for us to fix that family. If we don't fix it, who's going to fix it for us? We're going to sit there and wait for them to fix it. You already see the damage, right? You already see they're teaching your children LGBT, LMNOP in these schools, right? They'll teach them that, but they won't teach them black history. But you'll teach them how to be neutral gender, whatever they call it. I don't know what the hell they call it. But they'll teach your child, we're not girls or boys, we gender neutral. What the hell is that? America's so freaking dysfunctional, it's sickening. They make me sick with all this disgusting dysfunction, and black folk go right along with it. You hear black folk come up, we gender neutral. What are you talking about, sis? Well, you know, no, just come on. Girls, boys, girls have a cootie coo, boys have a penis. We got to come back to basics and stop all of this crazy talk. We not a girl or a boy. That's confusion, and that's of the devil, and you have to stop it. I teach my granddaughter, you're a girl, and it's some things that white America is going to do that you already know is wrong. So when you see them sleep with their dogs, you see them sleep with each other, that's wrong. I'm not doing it. Keep moving. You need to have to hang with that dysfunction, because evil communication corrupts good manners. You can grow up right, but you come around some folks that's got some dysfunctional going on, and here you go. I mean, you could look at Gabrielle Union and look at I don't even know the boy's name. What's his name? The daddy. What's her husband's name? Okay. With their son. You literally don't sit up here and let this little boy walk around looking like a girl in your house. You think that would have happened in my house? Come here, let me tell you something. Come closer. If you don't sit up here and start switching around in the house like you're acting like crazy, I'm telling you, I was a parent, honey. I ain't tolerate a whole lot of craziness. You ain't finna sleep in that. I'm here to teach, okay? We parents are here to teach our children what's right and wrong. We're here to teach. When you see something going out of order, we're going to find out where it's coming from first. Is it somebody that was around you where you touched? Because I think he had a nanny, and they had an article. This is something that's written. You can go and look it up, okay? Fair use. Everything on here is fair use. He had a nanny, okay? And the nanny was gay. And you're going to leave him with your 9-year-old boy? Are you crazy or out of your mind? How'd he get like that? You got to think, I don't want to hurt his feelings, so I'm going to let him keep my son. Oh, I'm going to hurt your feelings because you ain't keeping mine. I remember this boy that was wanting to date my daughter. Right? He was hearing voices. I told the story before. He was hearing voices. And I told my daughter I wanted to talk to him because I wanted to let him know why he wasn't going to date my daughter. And I told her why she wasn't dating him. I said, I only want you to be friends because guess what? That devil will make that thing look like a piece of cheesecake, your favorite dessert, and you'll be head over heels with nothing. And then you'll be miserable for the next 20 years of your life. And I told him, I said, you know, he was talking about hearing voices. And I said, well, what happens when you hear voices? He goes, well, my mom calms me down. I said, well, what happens when you can't get in touch with your mom? Who calms you down then? Oh, I've never had that to happen. I said, but guess what? It will happen with my daughter. And who's going to calm you down and stop you from hurting her? I said, because if you hurt mine, I'm coming. Plain and simple. That's all I can say. And that's why you can't date mine. Because I'm going to save your life. And I'm going to stop what I see. Because we can see stuff sometimes. Okay? We can see the future. If I allow that, he hurt mine, I got to go to jail because I got to take care. I got to handle some business. I'm just saying. I'm going to keep me out of jail. You can't date my daughter. I mean, no disrespect to you or your mom or you or whoever, but this is what you need to do. And I probably gave him instructions what you need to do, but you can't date my daughter. You can't even be friends with her right now. I'm sorry. I didn't let just anybody hang around my kids. If I saw a little girl and she was a little more out there than mine was, you can't spend night in my house. You can't even play with my daughter. You can't even play with her because I know that you got some stuff going on in your house that happened in your house that's not happening in my house. So you may come over here and try that with mine. No, we ain't having that. I'm just saying, parents, we have to parent. We have to stop allowing this dysfunction to run rapid in our families. We know how to parent. They don't know how to parent. But you're going to follow them, and you see their kids shooting up school, shooting up daycare. okay? They kids doing all kind of dysfunctional stuff. Suicides, killing each other, killing their mamas, killing their daddies, killing up the whole family, but you're going to let them tell you how to parent. Okay, when black folks hurt each other, when we shoot and kill, we're doing it for a reason. We're not just doing it because our mama wouldn't give us a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We're not hurting each other because our mama wouldn't give us no juice. We're not hurting each other because they wanted me to go to bed at 7 o'clock and I want to go to bed at 10. That's not why we hurt each other. We hurt each other because you done did something to me. You done did something to me or somebody that I love, okay? That's why we kill. But they kill for crazy reasons. You understand that, right? But I want y'all to understand something here. Pick and choose your friends wisely. And pick and choose who you allow your children to hang around wisely. Because guess what? If they're not doing it and they hang around with somebody that is, they're going to be doing it. I guarantee you it. My mom used to tell me, birds of a feather flock together. If you, okay, and you ain't doing something and that person is doing it, oh, you're going to be doing it because you're going to try it. You're going to want to see it. Come over here. Let me try this out over here. It's still true. It's still true. So don't sit up and say, oh, no. Birds of a feather flock together. Who are your friends? Look around you. Look around your friends. If you get high, they get high. If you drinking, they drinking. You ain't going to hang around somebody that you don't drink, but they drink. Well, we have nothing in common. So what would I hang around? What would I hang around at? And then even if I did, that means I'm thinking about drinking. Or, oh, they're just nice. They nice, but I'm going to give you 6 months. You're going to be doing what they're doing. Evil communication corrupt good manners. You think that's not true? You may not believe it. Hang around somebody that's doing some dirt and see those two be doing some dirt soon after. I know y'all don't believe it, but try it. I'm just saying. I'm going to go. I think I've done enough. I've said enough. I'm going to leave some links in the chat, in the comment section. You guys like and share as you come in. The ones that will see this afterwards, I do have Cash App up there. You want to, hey, feel free. I want you guys, we're going to start working this thing together. We're going to do some things, and we're going to work some things. And I want to start getting more food. And eventually, with the pallets, I want to get a warehouse. And then one side of the warehouse, we're going to have food, we're going to have water, and we're going to have, you know, medicine, stuff that's going to be needed for what's coming. That's why I see the Cash App up there. I want to start doing some things, okay? And with the pallets, I'm selling pallets. I told you I'm going to be financially free. Y'all can sit there if you want to and wait till the last minute or wait till the door shut, and then now you got to scramble to make sure that you're going to live. I'm not doing that. I'm going to live, and I'm doing it now. It's hard because I'm doing 4 businesses. I got 4 businesses going. 4. It's hard. I mean, I shouldn't even say it's hard because it's not, but it keeps me busy. Keeps me busy. Like right now, I'm supposed to be doing some things that I'm on here, but I want to teach my people. I want to teach you guys how to get ready for what's coming. I know y'all think I'm crazy. I don't care what you think, but I guarantee you, you're going to be looking for this video later. You're going to be looking for this video. You better write this one down because this is a good one. You better write it down because it's coming. It's coming, family. And I want us to be ready. And with that said, y'all have a great day on purpose. Have a good week, too, and be safe out there. Peace, family. All right, Blog Talk, I'm still here. I want you guys to keep your head on straight, to understand what's going on. It is time for us to get it together and keep it together. And it is time for us to do what we need to do because we ain't got much time. We got to get busy. Because we going to win because we family, right? We are family, right? So we have to stick together no matter what. We have to stick together. So let's do it. With that said, I will see you back here next Wednesday. Next Wednesday. At 12:30. Peace, family.